What languages do you speak? Do you speak Chinese? We often use speaking to represent language ability in general, but does that mean that speaking is more important than listening? Hello and welcome to the Hacking Chinese podcast. In this week's episode, we are going to talk about speaking and listening and try to figure out which one is more important. Like I said in the introduction, we often let speaking abilities stand for overall language skill, and we usually don't inquire about somebody's listening ability, for example, likely because we assume that someone who can speak Chinese well can also understand the language. I also do think that the ability to speak a language, and now I mean producing words, not including listening then, is more highly valued than simply being able to understand it. One reason for this is simply that speaking ability is more easy to notice, it's more visible or perhaps audible. You form an intuitive opinion about someone's speaking ability as soon as they open their mouth, but to assess someone's listening ability, you need to actively probe their understanding, preferably through some kind of structured test. So if you're listening to someone engaging in a conversation in Chinese, largely relying on filler words like 对 or 嗯 to express their understanding, and then occasionally asking questions related to the general topic of the conversation, you don't really know how much they understand of what the other person is saying, because you can do this with only understanding a few key words here and there. Expressing yourself in Chinese is easier than understanding what other people say. I mean, when you speak yourself, you have full control of the language, of the vocabulary, how quickly you speak, and so on. But when you listen, you lack that control, making it much harder. And listening in Chinese is hard. There are many reasons for this beyond the lack of control that I just mentioned, and this is something we did talk more about in episode 35, but I'll summarize the three main points here. The first reason that listening in Mandarin is difficult, compared to many other languages, is that it has a very limited sound inventory. This means that there are fewer sounds and fewer ways these sounds can be combined than in many other languages, say English. This makes it easier to pronounce Mandarin, because after you've studied for a while, you will rarely run into completely new syllables or things you've never seen before, whereas this happens all the time when you study languages with more complex sound inventories. However, having fewer sounds also means that words are easier to mix up, and they do indeed sound more similar. Mandarin only has around 1,000 possible syllables, and that includes tones, so if you don't hear the difference between tones all the time, that number drops further, down to something like 400. The second reason listening is difficult is that it's more context-dependent in Mandarin than in English. Languages differ in how they encode information, and in English, some of the information that we do encode is redundant. I mean, it's included more than once, and therefore, strictly speaking, not necessary. So if you hear the word her in a sentence, you know both that it refers to a female person, but also that it is the object of the sentence, because otherwise it would have been she. And in a sentence like, I watched it yesterday, you know it's past tense both because of the form of the verb and also because I included the word yesterday, and one of these could actually have been removed. In Chinese, this is indeed what happens, so her and she are both ta, and you cannot look at this word or hear it and know if it's the object or the subject of the sentence. Similarly, you cannot hear from the way a verb is pronounced if it is in past tense, present tense, or future, or indeed even if it's a verb. This doesn't mean that these things are not important in Chinese, it just means that they are inferred by context. But in order to do that, you need to understand the context, and that puts a large burden on you as a listener. So in English, and even more so in languages like, say, Latin, the speaker needs to encode this information by using the right pronouns, the right verbs, the right inflections of the verbs, and so on. But in Chinese, you just use the same verb, no matter what tense it is, and we use the same pronouns, no matter if it's object or subject form. And then the listener has to rely on context to figure out which one it is and what makes sense in this context. The third reason Mandarin can be challenging to understand in spoken form is that China is very big and there are many ways of speaking Mandarin, and lots of people, a majority of people even, speak Mandarin as a second language, which means that their pronunciation is colored by their first language or the Tupolev that they speak at home. And of course, the hundreds of millions of people who speak Mandarin as their first language also don't speak the same way. They come from different provinces where they simply speak differently, just like people in any country do. Returning to our discussion about speaking and listening, it's interesting to note that while listening ability is harder to learn, it's also easier to fake, as I discussed earlier. And here I don't necessarily mean that you have a YouTube channel and you want to fool people into believing that your Chinese is awesome, even though I guess you could do that too. I just mean that speaking errors are very obvious for everybody, whereas some listening problems can actually go undetected, sometimes for both parties. But I'm sure most learners have been in conversations where you kind of just fake that you understand everything that's going on, whereas in fact you're only understanding a few things. And maybe you do understand enough to say some things that are related to the topic at hand, and that might give people who listen the impression that your listening ability is as good as your speaking ability, whereas this might not be the case. The reason I bring this up here is because I do think that there is a tendency to focus on things that give visible results, and listening is not such a thing. So I think people are making a big mistake when they focus on speaking ability over listening ability, because in my opinion, listening ability is a lot more important than speaking ability. That is true both when it comes to your proficiency, so how good you are at these things, but I also think that when you're learning, that you should spend much more time listening than you do speaking. The key insight here is that you can't really learn anything new about the Chinese language by speaking yourself. You can, by definition, only use things you already know. And yes, there are some things that you need to practice, such as communicative strategies and so on, that we talked about in last week's episode, but you cannot learn new words, new grammar, or figure out how something is used simply by speaking yourself. That's just not how it works. We can only put this linguistic knowledge in our brains, through our ears, or through our eyes if we are reading. Another reason that listening ability is so important is that it accelerates your learning in a way that improving your speaking ability does not. In general, the more you understand of what people say, the more you learn. So if you don't understand anything, you won't learn much. But if you understand some, you will stand a chance of learning some of the things you didn't already know. So when you improve your listening ability, you make it more likely you understand what people say. I mean, that's what listening comprehension means. But it also increases the number of learning opportunities you have. Because let's say you're listening to a conversation, and with a lot of extra practice, you do understand most of what they say, and this gives you the opportunity to learn the things you didn't already know. But if you didn't invest that time into listening practice, well, maybe you wouldn't have understood much at all of what they said, and you wouldn't have learned anything by hearing this conversation either. So this is how listening comprehension, or spending time focusing on listening ability, can accelerate your learning in a way that speaking does not. The same logic can, of course, be applied to reading and writing as well. So if you are good at reading, you will stand a good chance of understanding Chinese around you if you visit China or if you live there, and thereby you will also learn more from that experience. Whereas if you don't focus that much on reading, maybe focus more time on writing, you will lose opportunities that you could have used to learn more Chinese. So focusing on understanding first is essential because it accelerates your learning. Another argument for focusing on listening comprehension is that, at least in my opinion, understanding is often preferable to being able to express yourself in social contexts. So let's say you are in a situation with one or more native speakers or other advanced learners of Chinese. It is preferable, at least in my opinion, to understand what's going on and be able to follow the conversation compared to being able to say things myself. It's perfectly possible to have a good time socially without being able to say exactly what you want, as long as you can understand what others say and follow the conversation. In this situation, if your speaking ability is considerably better than your listening ability, you will be able to say things, but they might not be relevant or they might not be interesting for the other people because you didn't understand the context in which you started to say these things. On the other hand, if your listening ability is very good, you will understand what's going on. And yes, you might not be able to say exactly what you want right now, but you will at least be able to follow what's going on, and gradually you can develop your ability to also join in. Like I said, this might be down to personal preference, so take it with a pinch of salt. So let's return to the question in the title of this episode: is speaking more important than listening when learning Chinese? And the answer, which should be clear by now, is no. It is easy to focus on speaking because it's very visible, and if you want to show somebody that you've learned some Chinese, well, speaking is the way to do it. But if you really want to learn the language and make sure you get the most out of the time you invest, listening is much more important. Thank you for tuning in to the Hacking Chinese podcast. If you like this episode, please share it. More information and inspiration about learning and teaching Chinese can be found at hackingchinese.com. See you in the next episode, and until then, good luck with your studies.